I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and I'm going to get myself in trouble tonight. This might take a moment or two, but I have a lot of news and has some information that will either bring joy or anxiety. Anyway, by the way, my lady, I love you. But you may have noticed that, I don't know if you saw in the news, Julian Assange was the court in England said he can be extradited to the U.S. And apparently it'll be appealed and whatnot, so the expectation is going to go on for years longer. And the thing that I find fascinating, because I've heard it said, the process is the punishment. And, you know, I think about that because, again, as I've pointed out, I feel an affinity in many ways with him and with the people associated with him, such as, you know, I feel a lot of respect and care for Ethan McCord, because he's the one that went to the van that was called Nice and saved the lives of the Tumen kids. And again, the oddity here is, I know their names. The other thing I saw that I found fascinating, because remember years ago, the big deal was, the terrible tragedy of AIDS. Now, apparently, a lot of people are talking about VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, whatever. So people are getting effectively, because, and if you recall, yesterday, day before, somebody mentioned that what you're getting is effectively AIDS from the vaccine. Who was that? I don't know. Some guy with an ugly beard or something of that nature. Anyway, now, to get myself in trouble. In looking for a few things today, I ran across something because, you know, I'm the typical guy. I have a bunch of things in the hard drive, and it's kind of like, okay, I got to get to this. So I stick it in the corner. And I have a corner where I have all that stuff stuck in there, and every once in a while I check, and I found something from years back. And guess what it is? So, I'm in trouble, aren't I? the other thing I mentioned yesterday about, well, you know, first the day before I mentioned my Beverly Hills phone number. And then yesterday I mentioned being in Beverly Hills, seeing plays and so forth, which brought up other things. When I saw the Shakespearean stuff, that was actually in Orlando, Florida. But when I saw in Boston, The King and I mentioned that probably the most significant, the greatest male voice I heard was when the character, it's Luntha. And I remember the woman, her name was Tuptim, but I didn't remember Lumfa. But when I heard him sing, I said, I have never heard such a marvelous male voice. The song was We Kissed in a Shadow, that they went, the curtain came down, and then you have that small area between the curtain and the orchestra pit, and they stood there and sang. And wow, you know, the song isn't the most delightful of the whole thing, but the quality of his voice was absolutely magnificent, and I recognized it, and I thought this was true years ago, and I verified it today. So, The King and I, this is from the day that I went and saw it. And, you know, The King, the various photos in here are quite good. This one gentleman here, he has the look that just fit his role so magnificently. But, you know, so we have the pictures and so forth, the various... and here's the from the Shall We Dance thing that I mentioned. But then you get back to the pages where the pictures are smaller. Lun Tha, this gentleman. His name is Richard White. And you say, oh, okay, that's not really a name that maybe I hear of a lot or something of that nature. He's actually about 3 years older than I am. So I don't think he's singing like he was back then. Because again, this was about 1980. I think it was around 1980. But you know him. You've heard him sing. Because in 1991, the animated video came out, Beauty and the Beast. Richard White sang Gaston. That voice, you know, in the movie, it didn't have the depth when you heard it live in the acoustics of that theater. But Gaston was the guy who I saw on stage. And it's, again, I really think of all the male voices. You know, I remember a long time ago, because it became really popular. It's a real popular video for those who are into opera. Now I can't think of his name. Great. There was a group, they called them the Three Tenors. I think it was in Brazil or whatnot. They gave a concert or somewhere in Mexico or something of that nature. These people had really good voices. But the one guy, he ended up, I can't think of his name. There was a video that became popular where he was doing a master's class. So here you had a bunch of students who were learning to sing, guys who were learning to sing like he does. And there was a moment where you have this one student and he sang well. I mean, this guy had a voice. And the gentleman... said, you should do this. And he gave an example, and it was like, whoa! Because, you know, again, you could see some people really have a voice. I mean, wow. But anyway, the other thing is, a postcard went out today. And it went out to George. Because obviously I made it very clear yesterday that George is invited. I don't know what's happened with George, so I don't know what kind of issues he would face, I would face. You know, because right now my lifestyle is basically a 70-hour work week, and then a whole lot of walking. You know, I did 9 miles today, 7 miles today, 7 miles today. Which, you know, no big deal. Although, you know, I'm a little strange now because first I went and got a gallon of milk, then walked further away, so carried this gallon of milk an additional mile, and then got 3 bottles of wine, which lasts me 2 weeks. And so I carried that, all that, on about a 4-mile return trip. It's kind of, oh. And by the time I got near home, it became heavy. And you know, I stopped and saw my friend Gary, who was about a half mile from me. And after stopping and starting again, that last half mile, oh, that's hard compared. I mean, you know, the rest of it, I'm doing fine. But stopping for, I was there 15, 20 minutes maybe. but that stop and in the colder weather starting again. Whoa. But so again, I work a lot. I walk a lot. And but obviously if George showed up, my desire would be to walk with him. I think we would probably take a little bit longer to walk, because again, when I walk, I am breathing hard because I walk fast. But as soon as I stop, I'm stable. I don't have to recover because I'm in good shape. And my hope is doing this a lot with George, considering his body is a little bit younger than mine. He could be that way fairly quickly. You know, it took me a long time to get to that point. And I'm sure he could do it a whole lot quicker. But the thing that's always on my mind, my assumption is, just like this video, but the postcard will be kept from him. And no one will bring it up. Because you know, my emails that'll go out here, they're blocked. Or, you know, go in junk mail and so forth. So it'll be hidden. But what happens if one day it isn't? What happens if I break through? And what happens if something like George, maybe it's years from now and it's Walter or Zadok, and even my girls, Suzanne and Glory Jane, they are invited. I am their dad. And even if something, if there was a need for Erica Lee, Brent, Leo, Jack, Tirza, Julia, Isaac, Charlotte, or James, any one of them, if they have a need to come, as I've said, my home is your home. I will never cast you out. It's going to cost me dearly because obviously I've formed a different lifestyle. And there'll be a huge adjustment for me. I am so willing to make it because I love my family. But I think in essence, it'll be difficult for me to do it, but it'll be easy compared to what it's going to happen to everyone else. Because if somebody breaks through, like George, like somebody else, and suddenly people know, oh, that person, George or someone else, is visiting Dad, that could cause a ripple effect that, one, could open the door to a much wider amount of reconciliation, which I desire, I seek, I am pursuing. And the issue is there may be a price to pay that a lot of people don't want to pay. Because what will show up is how much effort has been put in to block reconciliation. And for those who are of the world within my family, they can write it off. For those who at least think they claim Christ, or publicly do, but in their mind they don't, whatever it happens to be, it's going to be hard. Because it is overtly clear, as a follower of Christ, reconciliation is a rather big deal. I mean, if reconciliation wasn't important, Christ wouldn't have been on the cross. Because that was an act of reconciliation. So I understand there's a huge barrier that is up because people don't want to pay this kind of price. And if something happens where there's a tiny crack, a crack in the dam, the whole dam is going to burst. So you got to protect the whole dam, because if you have a leak in the dam and the whole thing will collapse. And the price could be extremely high. But again, let me make it clear. The price will be high but I'm not going to put it on anybody. If anybody is willing to reconcile with me, the issues up to this point are gone. I'll pay any price that is necessary. I'll try to do what I can to take the weight off of everybody, whether they're family, my kids, especially my wife, extended family, even people in the institutional church. I will take the weight of that to whatever degree I can, because I'm a follower of Christ, and he set the model for me. And I understand the importance of reconciliation. So I'm not going to try to add that price to somebody else. I will do whatever I can to take that price in myself. How? I don't know. I'm open to suggestion. But considering the amount of effort I have put into this, and I think you can see in the tone of years of this, especially now that it's on video every day, I think you can see I'm not after revenge. I'm after reconciliation. If you want evidence, it's there. You want to find somewhere where I'm saying, I want to get you. I want to get my pound of flesh. Speaking of Shakespeare. No, it's not there. It's simply not there. Because I've been seeking, as I've said over and over again, reconciliation without retribution for years and years and years. And you'll notice there was an initial effort, especially when we started doing when the door was closed to my communications with my kids, but 4+ years ago, 1928 days ago. That's more than 4 years. That's what, six? Wow. Six or seven. You can see there's been a growing effort, a maturing in the design of what's online and things of that nature. And, you know, what was done in email and so forth. And now I'm doing it in video every day. And that process will continue. I'm going to try to break through. I made an extra effort right now with George, and that's why the postcard remind you the postcards. And you remember, you may not remember. I don't know if you remember or not. But I pointed out how the one batch I had, there was a gap in there, but since I have two stacks now, you can tell very clearly. A whole bunch of them have gone out because I do send one a day, 6 days a week, and that should get me well into next summer. And I'm not going to stop. I wanted you to know that. I wanted you to know that my effort to reach George has been very strong in the last few days. And obviously with his birthday coming up in a month. One other thing. Did I mention it or not? I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned it already. Tomorrow, you know, when I turn 65... that day, I started my goal of 1 million jumping jacks over 5 years. So every year, I have to do 200,000. My first 200,000, I should reach tomorrow. I'm at 199,000 something right now. So I should reach that goal tomorrow. So instead, I'm like 7 weeks early. So I'm ahead of the game. And my assumption is I'm going to continue to get ahead of the game, which may be good, because you never know. When I get to 68, 69, I might slow down. But right now, I'm getting better. You know, again, I started with doing about 500 a day. I'm doing about 1,000 a day now. So I'm available and healthy. And like I say, I did a 7-mile hike today. it means nothing. The hard thing is when it's cold, stop, visit, and start back again. Oh. But when it's warm, when I do it in the summertime, not a problem. Again, I say I can do a 9-mile hike, stop, rest, have a conversation, have a meal, whatnot, and then do another 9-mile hike because I've done it. I want to encourage George to be able to do that, as well as others in my family. And I wanted to share with you because, again, I was there. it really is neat that Gaston. It was, again, his voice is amazing. His voice is amazing. There's other things. I'll limit it from there. My effort to reconcile this family is continuing full speed ahead. I hope you see that. Making some strides technology-wise to amplify them. Perhaps you will see that, Lord willing, in the coming days. And again, the issue is pride. If it's pride that's keeping you, it's going to hurt really bad. However, maybe before we get to that point, somebody will say, no, I'm going to shed the pride. I shed the hate. Give me a call. Give me an email. John@Kozlowski.org has been around for about 24 years or so. Yeah, about 24 years. So it's stable. It was that we have Dorothy Jane at Kozlowski.org, Erica Lee, Jack, Tirza, Julie, and so forth. Everybody had email addresses. And if anybody wants one again, they're available. I mentioned the Julian Assange. I did when I saw the Vades thing. I thought, yeah, I just said that. And of course, little thing from Daniel Kirkley. The King and I thing, and then of course, the Invitation of George. I want to hold my son George. He may be turning 21. He's still my son. And I still love him, as I do with the others. And, you know, again, I've shown that picture of Julian Assange holding his baby. Now he is being tortured. And I've expressed before, the techniques of torture have been highly refined, because the technique is isolation, because that's a killer. And that's, again, one of the reasons for an increase in deaths in 2021 that wasn't there in 2020 is the isolation that has been imposed on people through this scamdemic, because that's a killer. And they're torturing Julian Assange by keeping him in a cell, a small room, 23 hours a day. It's torture. The sheer fact that I step out this door, and like I say, today I did a 7-mile walk. The sheer fact that I can do that makes all the difference in the world. You know, and I've pointed out many times, because you can't, you know, you're seeing my wall in front of me is a double wide window. over there is another one, because you know I have the family room, dining room kind of arrangement here. The dining room is basically empty, big kitchen and whatnot, and it's open, and I have the windows. I have a 300-foot driveway. I have a bunch of trees there. I have a bunch of trees over there. And it helps here. I don't need a place like this. I can live cheaper at another place. I'm paying a couple of hundred dollars more compared to the place I was at before, years ago. I don't have the traffic noise. I don't have the crowds. But the green, the space, the windows, what it does to my head compared to, well, for example, again, being in a cell 23 hours a day, this is worth every penny. It's not the fact that I have two bedrooms that are basically, stacked with stuff that, it's kind of a storeroom that is sloppy simply because, what does it matter? No one else is here. That really isn't the big deal. But the space and the freedom to walk is one of the reasons why I think I remain healthy. And I want to encourage my son George to find the things that will do the same to keep him healthy. And I think if he eats the way I do, walks the way I do, and maybe engages with Christ the way I do, he will find a dramatic joy in his life. That is my hope and prayer. I desire that for the rest of my family. Right now the focus is George. But the focus always, every day, constantly. Again, I tell you that the Lord has sent me a bill for excessive prayers for the blessing of my wife, because I love her. I love her. I will not turn from her. My lady, my wife, the woman who committed her life to me, the woman whose my life is 100% committed to you, I will not turn from you. My lady, I love you.